in the studio with us from the Las Vegas Weekly, Josh Whoa. Bell.
Such enthusiasm.
That applause.
Yeah, listen to that. Roaring. Thunderous.
Look, kind of dying down now.
Like everything does, all good things must come to an end.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm getting ready for the big CineVegas Film Festival.
This is a big deal. We actually talked to Rain earlier today, Rain Wilson excited. From The Office. He's going to be down there this evening. We're going to be talking to Paulie, who's live on the red carpet down there in just a few minutes.
He's been live on the red carpet quite a few times, if you know what I mean.
I heard he's that way.
What do you know about CineVegas? It is the 10th annual CineVegas Film Festival, and it's a big, cool event, man. This is cool for Las Vegas.
It is very exciting. It's a film festival. It's become actually pretty big in the last 10 years. It started out fairly small, and in the last probably 5 or so years since Dennis Hopper came on board, and he's part of their creative advisory board, and they get a lot of a good mix of things like what's going on tonight with The Rocker, which is a big sort of Hollywood thing, and they get the celebrities out on the red carpets,
sure.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, and they have a lot of smaller independent films that you can go check out that you really won't be able to see elsewhere, you know, things from other film festivals that have gotten kind of some buzz and things that they've discovered themselves, and it's a very exciting event. I'm going to be spending, you know, pretty much my whole life there for the next 10 days or so.
Cool. But they're doing the premiere of Get Smart this Sunday with The Rock,
yeah,
aren't they?
They've got a big charity screening for
that's pretty cool
over at Planet Hollywood, and yeah, so stuff like that, and also just kind of weird experimental things that you can kind of discover and check out.
Is The Rock playing smart?
No,
like he's
no. Okay. It's Steve Carell.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say
he won't be there. Though.
That would just be silly.
Yeah, that would it'd probably be pretty unentertaining.
Yeah,
because he doesn't really have a really large range. Yeah.
That's what Rock used to say.
Yeah, because he also referred to his elbow as the people's elbow.
People's elbow. And he will put the smacketh down on your Rudy Pooty candy ass.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
he said Rooney Poon was his thing.
Oh, was it?
Rooney Poon.
Well, I stand corrected.
Yeah. Heard
that. Is there any one part of CineVegas, in your opinion, that people should go check out, Josh Bell?
Well, there's, I mean, the thing about CineVegas is that a lot of movies, you know, I only know as much about them as anyone who kind of went and looked at the CineVegas website would.
Sure.
And the cool thing I think about CineVegas is going to something that you don't necessarily know anything about, and which of course could turn out to be not so great, but a lot of times could turn out to be really amazing. And it's just that sort of thrill of discovery. But I mean, there's some things
like
that
new
are
things.
I fear change.
Well, there are some proven things. If you don't like new things, there's some stuff from that's been at other festivals. Choke, which is based on a Chuck Palahniuk novel, who wrote Fight Club.
Yeah, about the guy who goes around and fakes being choked in restaurants for a living. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of weirdness going on in that with Sam Rockwell and Angelica Houston, and that could be cool. I think there's a documentary on Hunter S. Thompson called Gonzo, from the director of Taxi to the Dark Side. And
Choke based on a true story? Did some guy
do that? No, it was a novel by the guy who wrote Fight Club.
Chuck Palahniuk. He always has weird stuff like that, kind of surreal, you know, like in Fight Club where they go to the support groups just to...
He has another thing coming up with they're filming out at some mental institution.
Well, I don't know about that.
You got me.
I read some write-up in Maxim.
Yeah. What did it say?
Wasn't really paying attention. I don't know. Something about them running around in some mental hospital, and it was so freaky there that staff members and crew members would get locked in infirmary cells for hours at a time.
Interesting.
Sounds cool.
Completely wake up. So anyway.
All right. So yeah, there's a few things.
Yeah.
Don't choke that crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Kind of banking on one of you guys knowing at least a little bit.
I really only knew about the choke.
Yeah, I hadn't heard
I'm
of it
thinking
either.
About dinner.
But there's cool stuff like that.
We had Trevor,
Groff.
The programmer, Groff, on, was it yesterday?
No, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday. Boy, those days just fly by, don't they? Anyway, he was on, and he was talking about selecting the films or whatever. Is that something you would like to do? Would you like to be a programmer for a film festival?
I think it could be cool, yeah. I mean, I know it's a lot of work. You know, Trevor puts a lot of time into it, and they get so many submissions.
He said he watched 200 films.
That even seems like a relatively small number to me.
Really?
Wow.
Because
so Trevor is just full of it. You're saying
I'm not saying I'm not saying that at all. But I just think they get so many. Trevor is kind of at the top, so I imagine that people kind of filter things out before they get to him.
Yeah. Right.
But they get so many hundreds.
Didn't he say
200 to 300?
I thought he said 1,200.
He watched 1,200.
That sounds right to me.
I thought that's what he said.
He
but
didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he doesn't.
Wasn't
paying
attention either.
But yeah, I think it would be. I think it would be fun, maybe for something a little smaller, a little more manageable, or you know, something with short films. They do have short film programs here. Yeah, my house. That's good.
Yeah, you could watch DVDs and then select which ones people could watch, and they could come over to your house and watch DVDs.
Why don't you give out your home address?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Go.
All right, let's talk about some films that are in theaters. Big releases this weekend.
Yes.
The Hulk.
Big releases.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, it's because the other movie was called Hulk.
Not so much Incredible.
And this is the Incredible Hulk.
You got to make sure, because they want you to forget that other movie ever happened.
Yeah.
That's kind of the idea here.
Should people forget that this one happened?
You know, I will say, contrary to sort of popular opinion, I thought the original Hulk from 2003, the Ang Lee film, was not that bad. It had some interesting stuff going for it.
A terrible ending.
It did have a terrible ending, and it didn't completely succeed, but I felt like it had this sort of artistic ambition to it, where it wasn't just like, here's some action, whatever. It was, you know, let's try and tell a real interesting story. And the thing about this movie is that they clearly decided that was a bad idea.
Right.
That didn't work the first time.
Which is
they
true.
Didn't want any sort of artistic ambition. And do you have a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, that's cruel.
Yeah. Lemmy was raising his hand.
Yeah, that's what we do so we don't interrupt each other. I wasn't trying to make you stop talking. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
That didn't work out then, did it?
No, it didn't.
So what was I saying? So this movie, they're obviously trying to backtrack on what they did before.
Right.
So it's a very straightforward action movie, and which is not a problem, I don't think. And something like Iron Man was very straightforward in terms of telling the superhero story.
Sure.
And I thought Iron Man worked out. But in this case, there's really nothing else to it. There's the action to me wasn't particularly exciting.
Okay.
And there's no urgency to the story. Basically, it's like a sequel to a movie that never was made, because it's not a sequel to the old movie.
Yeah, they're not telling the origin.
But they don't
one.
Tell the origin. They do kind of this like quick, like previously kind of flashback at the beginning, and then they cut to 5 years later, and the Hulk is on the run from the government, and the government wants to get him, and they almost get him, and then he gets away, and then they almost get him, and then he gets away, and that's right. all. That's the whole story. And like halfway through the movie, I wondered when it was going to start.
Okay.
So the villain is not very well motivated. The acting is fine. I mean, Edward Norton plays Bruce Banner, who turns into the Hulk, and he's a good actor, but he doesn't get a whole lot of, you know, there's not a whole lot of character work there. So,
which is weird, because he co-wrote the screenplay.
But he had a lot of conflicts with the studio, and there was a longer cut that allegedly he wanted to release. And I imagine
he was
what's
demanding it at one time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, and he claims that he's okay with it now, but he's not doing any press for the movie, which is not a good sign. And I don't know if that would necessarily have been a much better movie, because it didn't seem like the character stuff that was in the movie now was particularly compelling. And Liv Tyler plays his love interest, and they don't really have any sort of chemistry.
Is she still hot?
Yeah, she's still hot.
Yeah, she looks a little weird. I saw her on the MTV Awards.
Do you know she's married to the singer of Space Hog?
They're
is she
divorced.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They
are,
well,
they
that was
already, or they're going to?
They're on their way to. I believe.
Okay, that's actually a pretty smart move on her part, because Space Hog really hasn't been anyone for a long time.
Space Hog is awesome to see live.
Really?
Yeah. I
really?
Really
live.
Great show. Yes.
Wow, you two have something in common. Let's just contemplate that for a second.
What is that, crickets?
Their one song.
Yeah.
No.
Which
in the meantime.
I like this song. Yeah,
everybody likes this one song.
We're going to keep this playing in the background while we continue with the movie preview. Go ahead. Out of 5 stars, the Hulk?
I'm giving the Hulk 2 stars.
Two stars?
Think it works. I just don't think it works.
How is the CGI?
The CGI is fine, but it still isn't to the point where it's believable as a person in the same way that people are believable.
It looked like crap in the preview.
Here comes.
Hold on. Hold on. It's about to kick in.
That's
so the CGI was bad.
It wasn't that it was bad. It's just that it can't convey what they're trying to convey.
When you're doing CGI of a suit of armor in Iron Man, that's one thing, because
right,
it's not supposed to look like skin.
It doesn't look like a real person.
Yeah,
right.
It's not supposed to look like a real person. It's supposed to look like metal, which is easy to do.
Exactly.
All right, let's keep moving, guys. Okay. We got 2 stars on the Hulk.
Yes.
The Happening is coming out as well. That's the new Marky Mark movie.
Yeah,
did you watch that?
The Happening? Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of dreading hearing this.
I know you have a very strong hatred for The Village, which is previous M. Night Shyamalan, who wrote and directed The Happening. That's one of his previous movies.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was a bad sign when they said that it was his first rated R film.
Sure.
Yeah,
kind of like, if you have to sell it that way,
it's a really sad gimmick. It really is. And it does not.
Crazy.
I will say right up front.
No boobs?
No boobs. No swearing.
Say the F word.
No swearing. And actually, not that much violence. It really probably
it
didn't need to be rated R.
He begged for it.
There's there's one or two moments, and I guess maybe there's enough blood, but overall, I mean, compared to something like Hostel, it's amazing to believe that these could have the same rating. But that's not necessarily a problem. I think what he does well is that kind of suspense and scariness without showing you everything. And at least after Lady in the Water, which was his last movie, which I thought was just unbelievably bad.
Yeah, heard a lot about that.
This movie, I wouldn't necessarily recommend, but at the same time, it improves a lot. And it shows, I think, to me, that he still has a lot of talent and he could do something really good again in the future. And there's parts of it that are quite creepy and quite scary.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it, though, doesn't work. The dialogue is very stilted and wooden, and the performances seem to be directed to be that way in a sort of weird old-fashioned sense.
Is it better than The Village?
Well, see, you hate The Village so much that
I don't... Is it better than The Village?
I would say it's on par with The Village.
On par with The Village?
Which,
that's not
good.
Out of
5 stars?
I give it 2.5 stars.
2.5.
I felt like...
Wow.
Okay, it was going for something.
We got that out. What the hell
work.
Are you doing over there,
He's
Lemmy?
He's playing with a tube.
There's this little...
I couldn't see because there's a monitor in the way. All I see is just flapping in the distance.
It's one of those black tubes that you put a
it's
bunch
a
of wires in.
It's is a conduit for wires.
And it was just laying here.
He's decided to start playing with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to say, though, I saw Lady in the Water on a plane, and I immediately tried to blow my shoes up.
Yeah, that's a bad movie. That's a very bad movie. This one.
They didn't appreciate that.
No, they did not. They did not.
But this one is just kind of misguided. I feel like I want to give him another chance.
Is it better than Signs? Because Signs sucked.
See, I don't know what to say to you on this because
is it,
I like
in
Signs.
Your opinion,
no,
is it better
in my
than
opinion,
Signs?
It's not better than
okay,
Signs.
That
I thought
something.
Signs was good, and this was less good, but it has an interesting premise.
This is what happens when two movie fanatics get together and discuss movies.
All right, we got to just breeze through these now. Coming out on DVD on Tuesday, Fool's Gold out of 5 stars.
Ugh. 2 stars. It's that one's crap. That's not worth anything.
And what was the other one?
Be Kind Rewind with Jack Black and Mos Def, directed by Michelle Gondry.
Is it not worth it?
It's fun. It's no Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which was his previous film that I thought is just spectacular. And this one is just kind of goofy about the guys who have to remake all the movies themselves because the videos get erased. And it's a fun little film.
Okay. And what about a classic rental for the week?
Well, related to The Happening, which is about nature kind of attacking human beings, my pick is The Birds. The classic Alfred Hitchcock film from 1963, which is a much better version of this idea about a sort of nature turning on humans inexplicably. And is still quite creepy, I think, you know, even 45 years later, and is one of my favorite films. It's very well executed and an excellent Hitchcock thriller.
Okay. Out of 5 stars for that one?
I give it 5 stars.
Whoa!
It's
that's
a great
the
movie.
First time it's, 5 out of 5.
It's seriously, you know, one of my like top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Okay. I dislike it.
Yeah. Josh Bell is from the Las Vegas Weekly. In just a moment, we're going to talk to Pauly, who is on the red carpet at CineVegas, and we're going to play Josh Bell Knows Everything, so stand by for that.
Oh, wow.
It's Green Day When I Come Around on X107.5's Extreme Disorder.